You see people bring up toxic masculinity. And a lot of times people bring it up because they just hate masculinity.
Sitting here telling men to cry more. That is why we have the problems we have in the world.
Learn how to deadlift. Learn how to squat. But that's part about being a man.
The moment a man is held hostage by what his woman thinks, he has lost his masculinity.
But specifically, what toxic masculinity represents is masculinity untethered from moral accountability to other men.
Welcome to Way of Manhood. And now your host, Dr. Adam Tyson.
Welcome to Way of Manhood. My name is Adam Tyson, and I'm the host of this show as we talk to young men, Gen Z men, about how to grow and mature in your faith. Today's session is about how to get rid of worry. Imagine a man hiking up a mountain trail. On his back, he carries a heavy backpack. At first, it's manageable, but then he keeps stopping to pick up rocks along the way. Each rock represents a worry, one for his finances, one for his health, one for his children, one for the future. And he tells himself, I'll just carry all of this for now, just for a little while. But after a little bit longer, the weight began crushing him. He couldn't even enjoy the beauty of the trail because he's bent over under the burden. Finally, he comes to a sign that says, leave your burdens here. It's a drop-off station where hikers can unload extra gear and extra weight. At first, he hesitates. What if I need these later? But then he takes off the backpack, dumps the rocks, and suddenly feels light, free, and able to walk with joy. That's what Jesus invites us to do, young men, with worry. Generation Z, listen to me. You got to learn to cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. That's in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. And what a wonderful reminder that we don't want to carry around a bunch of rocks. Worry is like carrying around rocks that God never asked us to carry. And the way to get rid of it isn't to grit our teeth and just to bear it and pretend somehow it's not there, but to hand it over to him, trusting that he's strong enough to carry what we cannot. We worry about all kinds of things. And Gen Z, you have your own special kind of worries. In fact, here's a worry list for Gen Zers. Are you ready? Number one, did I just send that text to the right group chat or to grandma? Number two, what if my phone dies before I can find the charger? Do I even exist anymore? Another worry would be, did my AirPods fall between the couch cushions again? Will I ever be able to find them? Or is this selfie good enough? Or do I need to take 47 more takes? Or did I remember to mute myself on Zoom before yelling at my dog? Or does read my script make me look rude or too desperate? Right? Does my read script make me look rude or too desperate? These are things we worry about. We worry about what people think of us. And we've been in a series of worry and anxiety. And here's we are, the last one, wrapping up our fourth session on this topic. And today, we're just simply talking about how to get rid of worry. How do you get rid of it? Let me give you a couple of wrong ways, some wrong ways to get rid of worry. First of all, you might minimize worry. And what I mean by minimizing is you just act like it's not there. You say, just trust God, read the Psalms, you'll be all right. Well, that's not the way to really deal with it. You got to hit it head on. You can't just act like it's not there. Another wrong way to deal with getting rid of worry would just be pious wishing. It will go away with time. If I don't think about it, if I don't talk about it over time, it will eventually evaporate, dissolve, go away. Well, that might just be pious wishing. Another wrong way to try to get rid of worry would be just your own effort, where you think, I can do it. I can handle it. I just need to change my responses and my thinking. And you might be on the right track there, but you can't do it on your own. Another wrong way to get rid of worry would be to manipulate. I just need to regain control of my circumstances and my future. So you think you can get control. You manipulate everything that's happening in life in order to gain control. Well, that's not healthy. Another wrong way to get rid of worry would be activity. If I can just keep myself busy, busy doing this, busy doing that, or if I just talk about it, I'll feel better if I can have a cathartic discussion with my counselor. Or today's culture, people just vent. I just need to vent about what's going on. Well, that doesn't necessarily help either. Another wrong way would be the wrong way of praying. The wrong way of praying. You can pray in right ways and you can pray in wrong ways. And one wrong way to pray would be if you just were to pray something like, Lord, take away the demon of fear and anxiety. just deliver me right now. You know, that wouldn't necessarily be a healthy way to get rid of worry or anxiety. So let me give you the right ways. The right ways to get rid of worry or to get rid of anxiety, it would be obviously seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. That's Matthew 6:33. And right at the end of an elongated section about worry and anxiety, about what you're going to wear and what you're going to eat, Jesus is telling us, man, you just got to seek his kingdom first. Seek the kingdom of God. Seek God's righteousness, and all these things, everything you really need, will be added to you. So here are the right ways. Are you ready? Some of the right ways to get rid of worry and anxiety. Number one would be right praying. Right praying. You got to pray in the right way. Here's what we're talking about. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Hit this head on. Are you listening to me, young man? Philippians 4, 6. Do not be anxious about anything. So please note, it doesn't say it's all right to be anxious about some things. I just heard someone tell me recently they were in a Bible class and the teacher said, it's okay to be anxious. Well, maybe we need to describe that some, as we have in these sessions, that there's an appropriate anxiety, like Paul had for all the churches, an appropriate concern. But if we're just honest, 9 times out of 10, our anxiety is sinful. And certainly here in Philippians 4, 6, it couldn't make it more clear when Paul writes, do not be anxious about anything. That means to be anxious is a sin, right? If he says, don't be anxious, then you can't be anxious. And so instead of being anxious, he says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. So this verse is saying, instead of being anxious, which is a sin, in everything that you're dealing with, bring it to the Lord in prayer. Make supplication to God. And when you do that, do it with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known, but be thankful that you have the opportunity to come to God and to seek his help. And then Philippians 4, 7 says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. As you pray about it, as you commit it to the Lord in prayer, then you will receive the peace of God, which passes all understanding. And as we just think about the right praying, we need to certainly recognize and confess worry as a sin. I think we should do that. We should come to God and say, please forgive me for being anxious about this or that. Would you forgive me? In 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all of our sins, right? So we want to recognize and confess worry as sin. The second thing we want to do is thank God for his goal in trials and problems. So as we're considering, again, the right way of praying, that includes confessing worry as sin and then thanking God for his goal. What is God's goal? God's goal is that this trial, this difficulty, this hard time that you're facing right now would result in praise and glory and honor by you learning to grow and mature in your faith. That's right. Trials are there to make us stronger. And God brings them into our life to help us persevere in endurance and to help us to make it through in a way that would make us stronger because of it. Another thing to consider in right praying would be to make specific requests. You know, you can't necessarily just say, God, take it away, because that's not necessarily how he works. But you could pray correctly in the right way by saying, God, help me to see you. Help me to love you. Help me to trust you. Help me to come to you. Help me to depend on you. Help me be what you want me to be through this trial by being a God-fearing Christian. One last thought about the way to pray rightly, which is the right way to get rid of worry, would be also right praying leads to right thinking. Right praying leads to right thinking. You know, we were just in Philippians 4, 6 and 7, and then verse 8, right after it talked about, let the peace of God that guards your heart and mind in Christ Jesus, let that come to you, right? Then it says in verse 8, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So one of the best ways to combat or get rid of worry is by right praying. That's, again, pray with supplication and thanksgiving. But then it's about the right thinking, the right thinking. You have to be thinking in the right way. And so let's talk about how you can get rid of worry by the right kind of thinking, right? You guys know Romans chapter 12 talks about don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So God cares about what you're thinking about, right? You got to remind yourself of God's bountiful provision to help you in any circumstance with anything that you're ever facing. And the think list here in Philippians 4:8 is the list of things we're to think on. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just. I know what you're thinking. You're like, but it is true. I'm stressed out over this horrible circumstance. Yeah, but this verse is talking about more the character of God. Whatever is true, His character, His love for you, whatever is honorable, His attributes, whatever is just, we have a just God, whatever is pure, His word is pure, whatever is lovely, He is lovely, whatever is commendable, everything in the Bible is commendable. If there's any excellence, everything about God is excellent. If there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So that's how you get rid of worry, is you set your mind on things above where Christ is. You think about these things. You think about what would be true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, and excellent. These are the ways that you combat and get rid of sinful anxiety and worry. Now, don't go away, because when you come back after the break, we're going to continue to teach you young men how to get rid of worry and anxiety.
And we'll be back with more from Dr. Tyson in just a moment. But he just laid out how young men are collecting and accumulating a lot of anxiety until it becomes unbearable. He says they're not just dealing with normal concerns, they're mining for things to worry about, like scrolling through news feeds that have been designed to trigger fear and reading headlines that have been designed to create panic. It's systematic psychological pressure that no previous generation has had to deal with. I mean, think about what Gen Z is actually anxious about. They're not really anxious about immediate threats like what their grandparents knew. No, they're anxious about these curated digital crises that have been engineered to capture their attention. So you've got social media algorithms that have literally been trained to show them content that makes them feel worse. It's exhausting to think about it, to be honest with you, and that is exactly why biblical education matters so much right now. Biblical education like what you can get at the Master's University. Because the Master's University understands the young men, they're not just struggling with the typical challenges that life throws them. No, they're under attack from technology that's been designed to remove all stability from their lives. So TMU is teaching students that biblical thinking is not an escape from reality. It is a practical response to psychological warfare. You know, there's a reason that I tell you about the Master's University all the time is because I highly, highly believe in the form of education that they provide at Master's. You can get the conversation started right now by going to masters.edu/manhood. The way that Dr. Tyson today is describing people that are dealing with and handling worry wrong, they minimize it, they spiritualize it, they try to outrun it. That's exactly what the culture is teaching them to do. It's self-help that it's telling you to think positive, but it's also at the same time simultaneously feeding you with negative content. Look, that is why Fortis Plus is so important. At least that's why we believe it's so important, because we're filling it every day full of content that helps teach you the opposite of what society and the culture is teaching you. There's hundreds, maybe even thousands of hours of content available right now on Fortis Plus, and we're adding to it every single day. And the best part, it's absolutely free. Download Fortis Plus where you download all of your apps from, whether it's on your smartphone, your smart TV, or you can simply go to fortisplus.org, but start using it right now. There's no barriers in the way for you to use it. It is absolutely free. Now let's get back to Dr. Adam Tyson. This is Way of Manhood.
Welcome back to Way of Manhood.
American men really are in crisis. You can look at the number of men committing suicide, the number of men struggling with depression, the number of fatherless homes.
And now back to your host, Dr. Adam Tyson.
Well, welcome back to Way of Manhood, as we are here to encourage young men to grow and mature in their faith. We're talking about how to get rid of sinful worry and anxiety. Think with me, if you will, about this illustration about grocery bags. You know how it goes after a trip to the grocery store. You tell yourself, I'm only making one trip from the car, right? You're a guy. You want to be efficient. So you load up every finger with plastic bags. You even have a gallon of milk balanced on your hip and the bread, of course, squashed under your arm. And by the time you reach for the door, your hands are red, your back hurts, you break out into a cold sweat. Meanwhile, your neighbor calls out, hey, why don't you just make two trips? But no, you'd rather dislocate your shoulders than admit you need help. Well, that's how we often handle worry. We try to carry every bag of stress at once. Even when Jesus is standing right there saying, "Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." But you know what? We're too proud. We want to do it on our own. Or we're too embarrassed to admit it, and we think we got it, and we just don't. So we got to learn how to get rid of sinful worry and sinful anxiety. And we're looking at four ways to do that. One way to do it is by the right praying. You got to pray in the right way. Pray at all times about everything with all kinds of supplication and thanksgiving. Part of that praying would be confessing your sin to God and thanking Him for His goal to be glorified in your situation. And then right praying leads to number two, right thinking. When you're praying the right way, you're going to start thinking the right way, and you're going to start thinking about whatever's true and honorable and just and pure and lovely and commendable and excellent. And if anything is worthy of praise, think about these things. That's what we ought to be doing, thinking about these things. And when you talk about think about these things, we're talking about true biblical thinking, constantly setting your mind on Him. Like Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 says, "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." Love that verse, right? You got to commit that verse to memory. You keep him, Isaiah saying to God, you, God, keep him, the person, in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. So when we are trusting in God, that's biblical thinking, and then God keeps us in perfect peace. Another thing to consider here about the right kind of biblical thinking, which is really part of what we're talking about here, the right kind of thinking is just simply that you can plan. You know, you can plan out a little bit about what's going on. Like James chapter 4, verses 13 through 16 says, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet do you not know that what tomorrow will bring? What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or do that." And then it ends by saying, "As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil." So part of the right way of thinking biblically is that you are thinking upon God, you're grateful for God, but you also should be planning out what's happening in life with the understanding that God ultimately is sovereign. So you can plan a little bit, but you got to acknowledge that God is sovereign, that you are here for a moment. Your life is but a vapor, here today and gone tomorrow. And so as we're thinking about how to plan out life, we need to say, if the Lord wills. You know, Jesus taught us that, right? In the Garden of Gethsemane, he says, "Father, not my will, but thine be done." And so that's the right way to think about things, okay? So we're talking about right praying, right thinking. This leads to our third way to get rid of sinful worry and anxiety, which would be right action. So right praying leads to right thinking, which leads to right action. And if you look back at the main text I've kind of been talking about on today's show, it'd be Philippians 4, verses 6 through 9. So 6 and 7, don't be anxious. Verse 8, think on these things. And here's verse 9, you got to put it into practice, where Philippians 4, 9 says, "What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." In other words, it's not going to help if you're only praying passively. It's not going to help if you're only thinking sometimes. You actually have to put into practice what it is that you're praying and what it is that you're thinking. You got to put it into practice. You got to redirect faith that you've had in yourself or in other people, and you got to redirect that faith to God. You got to take it to God in prayer. And part of doing that is really understanding we can be tempted to sin in a lot of different ways. And one of our temptations is to worry. Somehow we think that it's noble to be overly concerned about some tragic event or possible tragic occurrence that could happen to you. And we think that somehow we got to be prepared. And that might be true, but not by sinfully worrying. So instead, we need to take 1 Corinthians 10:13 to heart. "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man." So you're going to be tempted to be worried. You're going to be tempted to be anxious. And that's common, because this verse says, "No temptation is overtaking you that is not common to man. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. So what we're talking about here is we got to redirect when we talk about our actions. We want to do the right thing. Redirect your faith from yourself to God. Rehearse this truth that, you know what? I don't have to be overcome with the temptation to worry or be anxious because God will not let me be tempted beyond my ability. He provides a way of escape. And so I'm going to endure this hardship. And so what you need to do is be putting on the right kind of praying, putting on the right way of thinking, putting on the right choices. And this helps you to put on then the right ways of putting off worry. That's how you put off worry. You're putting on so much of the good that you've finally been able to get rid of the bad. That's what we're talking about. I mean, this is what we're to do. We're to put off our old self. So you're to put that away. Put away your old habits of worrying. Put away your old habits of getting upset or getting angry. Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires. So again, before you were a Christian, maybe you were a worry wart. Maybe you worried about all kinds of stuff, but now that you're a Christian and that you're in Christ, you've got to put those things away. You have a new nature. You have been regenerated. You were dead in your trespasses and sins, but God's now made you alive together with Christ. And so you got to put off your former worry wart self, your former anxious self, because that all belonged to your former manner of life. And guess what? It was corrupt through deceitful desires. Somehow you thought that was good or okay, or you couldn't help it. And so you got to realize that the desire to worry is a deceitful and corrupt desire. And instead, Ephesians 4:22 is the put off verse. Verse 23 says, be renewed in the spirit of your minds. So again, this is if you think upon what is true and believe what is true, then you'll start to do what is true. And then I would say, then you'll begin to feel what is true. That's really how it progresses. You may say, well, I can't help it. I still feel worried. Then I would be like, okay, are you putting off sinful worry? And then are you praying in the right way by believing the right things about Christ and Scripture, thinking upon the right things like Colossians 3:1, set your mind on things above where Christ is, Philippians 4:8, dwell on these things. And then are you doing the right things? And the right thing to do is to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That means you have to set your mind on Scripture again and again and again and again. You continue to be renewed as you fix your eyes and your heart on the Spirit of God in the Scripture. And then you're able to, Ephesians 4:24 says, put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Can you put on the new self? You have a new nature, and it's created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and in true holiness. Listen, I think one question we could ask today would be, did Jesus ever worry? Did Jesus ever have anxiety? Well, certainly, maybe your mind goes to the Garden of Gethsemane where Jesus sweat drops of blood. So we certainly know that he was troubled, but he was never sinfully worrying or sinfully anxious. You can be troubled, but Jesus brought his petition to God in prayer. And he talked about how, Father, let your will be done. Not my will, but thine be done. And that's where we've really got to end with this whole idea of coming to God, is that we would say to God, God, I trust you. I know that you're right. I know that your way is best. I know that in my difficulty, you'll work it out for your glory and for my good. Let me just recommend a couple of resources that might help you if you struggle with worry and anxiety. One of my favorite resources is Anxiety Attacked by Pastor John MacArthur, Anxiety Attacked. Another one would be A Small Book for the Anxious Heart by Ed Welch, A Small Book for the Anxious Heart. And then Anxiety, Knowing God's Peace by Paul Tauchitz. Anxiety, Knowing God's Peace by Paul Tauchitz. And so one of the ways, again, to fight worry is read the Bible, put off, put on, and meditate on the Word of God every day. Set your mind on things above where Christ is, and your worry should go away as you attack it with the Word of God, like you would any fear, any temptation, any sin. So let me pray for us that God would help you get rid of worry. God, we're grateful for today, and we're grateful to have a few sessions to really focus on what is worry and what is it not? What is anxiety and what is it not? And we've seen a few appropriate concerns that might be helpful, but we've also seen how we so quickly slip into sinful anxiety and worry, and you tell us, don't be anxious about anything, But in everything by prayer and supplication, submit your request to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Help that young man right now, wherever he's struggling, wherever's going on in his life, help him not to worry, not to be sinful, but to be renewed in the spirit of his mind, to trust you that you're sovereign and that you're good, and that as he cast his cares upon you, that you would care for him. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
This has been Way of Manhood from Dr. Adam Tyson, a production of Fortis Institute. Our website is fortisinstitute.org, and it is your central hub for all things Fortis. If you've enjoyed Way of Manhood with Dr. Adam Tyson, would you please consider subscribing and sharing with your friends and church family? Also, would you prayerfully consider joining this labor of love by becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? And until next time, go serve your King.